Well, I don't know what it is. Just for some weird reason, I'm thinking about echinacea today. I don't know. Tom Casper, our longtime host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. You sound a little rough this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, when you brag about never, ever getting sick, eventually the universe will smite you. That's one thing. And secondly, I've gotten head colds and whatever before, but I have never in 40-plus years of broadcasting ever been completely voiceless, and it ran out this weekend with my mom and my daughter at a restaurant where we were having lunch. And did they think it was funny? Oh, they thought it was hilarious. I mean, it just quit.
I wasn't even there, and I think it's funny.
It just quit. I mean, there was nothing there. I could get no traction, no vocal cord engagement, nothing. And I was like, what in the world? So...
I'll bet they enjoyed that and are going to continue to enjoy it and laugh about it. So,
oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that you're going through that and that you kind of have to find out how to communicate in other ways now for a little while. But
well,
you know,
I thought about American Sign Language this morning, but for some weird reason on the radio, it just doesn't work as well. But my subtitles are up and running, though, for folks. So if you can tune into the subtitles, you ought to be okay.
That's good.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. So, you know, as you mentioned, a long time, you and I have been doing this a long time. Excuse me. Now I'm getting a little sick.
Yeah, you're just trying to be a copycat.
Yeah, that's right. I want to sound just like Lisa.
Exactly.
But, you know, we've always done these, or we've been doing this show for 22, 23 years now. And right around Thanksgiving, we always do our show about being thankful, of course, and thankful for the abundances in our lives, whether it's garden-related or family or friends or whatever it happens to be. But certainly each of those plays a component, and as we reflect back on our growth season, and really Thanksgiving in the past was really about that, the abundance that we had in our gardens, whether it was different kinds of vegetables or fruits or both of those or things that we've raised, whether livestock or birds or whatever happened to be part of that meal years and years ago. And a lot of that tradition carries forward, of course, but was really created around the abundance that came out of the land and what the land provided for us to share with others. So, and as we sort of think about our past year and reflect on that from a gardening standpoint, it can be more than just what has come out of our garden or what we've enjoyed from our garden as far as fruits and vegetables. It can also be flowers and what we've shared with that with other people, whether giving out bouquets or sending pictures to folks of beautiful flowers or shared the things from our garden, whether it was tomatoes or corn or melons or beans or whatever it happened to be. That's really part of our tradition as well with giving thanks during this time of year. So, you know, folks really that have gone out and canned that abundance or frozen that abundance and are now getting those out of containers and out of the freezer and going to use for dishes here the next few days. It's really sort of that beautiful thing that occurs when we spend time in the outdoors and spend time nurturing the earth and spend time caring for those plants around us, that abundance that comes from that we then share. And it's certainly a beautiful thing, I believe. So, and really giving thanks is part of that and sharing that joy that we have from the garden and being able to tell a story about something that we grew or that we raised and what it meant to you and what it means to give that to somebody else. So
tell me your favorite gardening thing from this year. What are you most grateful for? in your garden this year?
Oh, it's hard to narrow that down. Probably the two, if I went to two, it would be the abundance of tomatoes. And I'm sure I've shared on this program, but I had so many tomatoes. It was such a good year for tomatoes for me that I gave about 100 pounds of tomatoes to the Damiano Center, where I volunteer every Friday. And then to see, not only to do the act of sharing those tomatoes and bringing those there, but then also to be incorporating them, actually see them being incorporated into food or into that day's food that they were going to then be sharing with the folks that are coming there, and then to also serve that to the people that were coming there was really very, for me, it was life-changing in that in the future I'm going to grow more food that I can donate to places like that that then take that food and share that with others that are maybe less fortunate or at a place in their life where they need to be able to come to a place like that to get food. So for me, the tomatoes and what they represented or how they can be incorporated into food for other people was really very, very striking for me and very, very fulfilling. And then, of course, my dahlias that I've shared pictures of them with you. So those two things, really, the garden this year were very, very a big thing for me. So I believe into the future plotted a course for me, certainly with the vegetables that I want to grow more of to share. So
I've talked enough about it that I don't need to say a lot about it now, and it would probably be less painful if I didn't talk about it. But with the exception of adding more echinacea for obvious reasons, I am so thankful for my wildflower garden. I can't begin to tell you the difference that it made for my entire family. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it's interesting that with something we start off thinking is such a simple little act, and it becomes a part of our lives and it becomes a part of our ability to share what's happening in our lives with others, shared things of joy with other people. So gardening has that impact. And I'm sure before you lost your voice this weekend with your mom and daughter, you were talking about at some point during that conversation, you were talking about your wildflower garden and its effect on. And you were so good with sharing photographs of butterflies that were visiting your garden and birds that were visiting your garden and how your pets were reacting to seeing bunnies in the garden. And you know, so you look at that whole circle of what's happening there, how many different things are being affected by that garden. And those are the things you saw. You know, imagine the things you didn't see that were occurring in the garden. So, you know, so people, I think the take from that is no matter what we do in our yard, if we do something, there is a positive impact as far as gardening is related, whether it's just growing one tomato or growing a bunch of echinacea or growing and sharing the bounty of your garden, whether it's tomatoes to a food place or tomatoes with your neighbors or pumpkins that are now being served in just a couple of days in pies or whatever it happens to be. You know, it's gardening really has that prolonged life-changing effect on us. So,
TK, you're fabulous. We'll talk more in a couple of weeks, and boy, I sure hope that, well, me being quiet is probably a better thing anyway, but thanks a bunch for joining us. I'm always thankful for you, even if I can't give voice to those feelings right now.
Well, thank you. I'm thankful for you and our 23 years of friendship and the joy that you've brought me. So thank you, and I hope you and all your listeners have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. We'll talk in a couple of weeks. Tom Casper this morning, our longtime host of Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of every other Tuesday right here on Northland Morning.